Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk to me about this list and how it works.
Well, people say it's unlikely that the 71-year-old jumped the line. But nonetheless, this has raised a lot of ethical questions, moral questions, about whether the vice president, in fact, should have received his heart against ahead of other people. And raising the question, how old is too old to receive such a precious transplant?
When a patient Cheney's age receives such a scarce life-extending organ, some doctors question whether hospitals are depriving younger patients who typically survive longer after the surgery.
Is there indication he was given priority?
There is no indication. He did wait for 20 months, which is a reasonably long time. But the question is always, and this is what the ethicists will talk about, was there a younger person who didn't get the heart and he did, and will his prognosis be just as good?
There's Matt Lauer and medical reporter Dr. Nancy Snyderman on the Today Show talking about some of the controversy surrounding the news that former Vice President Cheney had a heart transplant this past weekend. Dick Cheney's heart transplant happens to be the number 10 item this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in to the review of the hot hits in Talk Radio for the weekend being Friday, the 30th of March. We'll be reviewing all of the items during this hour, determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine, which monitors talk radio programs and hosts all across the country. This week, Dick Cheney is at the number 10 spot. Number 9 on the countdown, the ammonia-treated ground beef filler known as lean, finely textured beef. You've heard about it as pink slime. From countdown affiliate KFAB in Omaha, Nebraska, talk host Gary Saddlemeyer talks to Chris Waldrop, director of food policy for the Consumer Federation of America, who says the public outcry is unwarranted, and the FDA has already said it's safe for consumers.
Let's just lay it out right on the line. In the opinion, your opinion and the CFA's opinion, lean, finely textured beef, is it safe?
Well, the company that produces it, Beef Products Incorporated, is recognized as a leader in food safety and has committed itself to producing this product very safely. And what we have seen and what we're familiar with, that there's a number of interventions that go into place when they're producing this product, and so it is a safe product when it's being put into incorporated into hamburger or ground beef patties.
Okay, now there's been a flap in the last month or 6 weeks that all started on some reporting or alleged reporting that include pictures of what supposedly was this product, and it gained the derogatory term pink slime. And now consumers basically are demanding changes in not using it. Basically, they don't want to buy the stuff. What do you think? What happened with the reporting that got consumers so upset? What exactly is upsetting them the most, and where are they right and where are they wrong in that opinion?
Well, I think when consumers learn more about how ground beef is made, there's some unappetizing elements of that for consumers who aren't familiar with beef production or ground beef production. And when they learn that there's a product that uses that's being processed with ammonia, that raises some concerns among consumers. And then when it's being depicted as with a term like pink slime, that kind of creates an image in consumers' minds, and so they just don't want to have anything to do with it. So consumers have become concerned because they've been seeing these media reports and hearing about these things, and that's resulted in this sort of controversy that's happened in the last several weeks.
Is it accurate to refer to this substance as filler?
Well, it is a component of ground beef. I don't think it's filler as in terms of certainly an edible substance. It's certainly a beef product that is added to ground beef, so it's not an artificial substance that's added to it. And it's, ground beef is made up of a lot of different things, and this has been one of the components of ground beef for a number of years.
And what some people are upset by is they say, well, the USDA does not mandate that this filler needs to be in the label, so that people are just, these beef companies are putting all kinds of stuff in there. It might as well be styrofoam. You don't know what it is. They don't have to put it on the label, and you're not actually buying the beef you think you're buying.
Well, I mean, the USDA also has to approve what goes into the hamburgers. They verified that the product was beef and that they thought it was okay to put it. It was safe and it was okay to put it into ground beef patty. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture was the one that had to make that decision based on the science and what the product was. So I understand consumers' concern about whether or not they can trust the government, and that's sort of a larger issue than the one before us. But the Department of Agriculture did, of course, look at this and approve it.
Coming up, the JetBlue meltdown, Afghanistan, and lottery fever, all in the focus next on the countdown.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-620-7476 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial at Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-620-7476. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial at Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-7476. That's 1-800-620-7476.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-788-0028. That's 1-800-788-0028. 1-800-788-0028.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Looking for top TV brands? Here's what makes you clap your hands. Samsung, Sony, Sharp, LG, and so much more, so stomp your feet.
The ultimate hoops experience is on at Sears. Come in now or visit Sears.com/hoops and get a Sony 46-inch 1080p TV for only $699.99.
Brand new models come and see with the price match guarantee.
See store for Sears Price Match Plus policy. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Go Alaska and Hawaii!
This is the Talk Radio Countdown. The review of the hot hits and number 8 this week is the JetBlue pilot incident. Host Joe Galewski talked to aviation expert Dan Kelly about this incident where a pilot basically sort of collapsed in flight, forcing an emergency landing after passengers subdued him.
Denny, passengers act up, ticket agents act up, there's a lot of pressure. Do you think we'll see a lot more of this? There seems to be a magnetic field around airports that attracts nut jobs, or am I wrong?
No, I think you're right. I've always said, when people get to an airport, for some reason they lose about half of their IQ. I think basically what it amounts to as far as passengers go is that they're scared of flying. I mean, they drink alcohol to kind of cover that up. And there's a lot of pressure on flight crews, there's a lot of pressure on flight attendants, and there's a lot of pressure on the ground people to keep these flights going and keep them on time.
You know, less people checking bags now because it costs money to check bags, so they're bringing, carry-ons, and people are fighting over bin space, they're fighting over floor space. You factor in, flight attendants selling alcohol, things could get heated. But of all those kind of people who could snap, whether it's a flight attendant or a passenger, a ticket agent, don't you expect a pilot to be the rock of Gibraltar?
Yeah, I certainly would. I mean, I've been doing this a long time in all kinds of, military and commercial and everything else, and I've never heard of anything like this, with the exception of Egypt Air 767, that the co-pilot crashed on a flight from Kennedy to Cairo, and I'm not sure that was a mental meltdown per se. I'm not sure it wasn't something else. It's really strange. It's really unusual.
Moving to number 7 on the countdown, Afghanistan. Here's talk host Bill Lumet with the veterans advocate William Panzarella. They talk about a new poll that shows most Americans are against the operation continuing in Afghanistan, and they wonder out loud whether it will affect the troops as they return home.
We have a poll that shows the American people have gone south on Afghanistan,
And generally when that happens, you know, veterans become an afterthought. And you brought up Vietnam just moments ago. I remember that. I remember how we treated our veterans when they came home from that war. Do you see any correlation? Are you worried about that?
Well, unlike Vietnam, people attached, you know, the war with the people who fought there. I believe now, thank God, that people, even though they may disapprove of the war, they still support the brave young men and women that fight there. And I do believe, by and large, our troops know that. They've been on multiple tours, many of them. So they've been home, and they know that the people, even though they may not support us still being in Afghanistan, they do support that.
They do, but, and they do, and I appreciate that. I could, there was a shift that happened, and, you know, when we would raise monies or for the families or goods that they needed over in Iraq or Afghanistan, it was always the Vietnam vet who was the most generous, and they, I think, took it upon themselves to really make sure that it would never happen to another soldier what they went through. But we do have a high unemployment rate for veterans. These guys and gals are coming home. They're 18 to 24 years of age. What's the deal? Why aren't people hiring them? Do you know?
You know, it's a staggering rate. And there are programs, you know, veterans can go to the Department of Labor or Department of Veteran Affairs. I think, unfortunately, a lot of it has to do with the high unemployment rate just in the country. And employers are looking for specific skill sets. So, for instance, somebody that has a bank and is looking for employees, they're looking for somebody that has bank teller experience. I think employers should really look beyond that and more to the bigger picture of the integrity of these veterans.
Number six on the countdown, are you buying lottery tickets? Host Jim Hummel talked to Gary Albin, director of the Rhode Island Lottery, about this week's Mega Millions jackpot, which has set a record. It's grown to over $500 million.
I don't think I've ever played the lottery. I know a lot of people do. And I would imagine you're precluded by your job. Is that correct?
Yeah, so all the employees.
Yeah, so I don't say what numbers do you pick, but that probably makes sense. This is just a staggering amount. Mega Millions sets all-time lottery jackpot history. And, you know, one thing I was reading in an article this morning that got my attention, and you can elaborate on this, to get an idea of how many tickets are being sold, the Mega Millions jackpot estimate was raised a staggering $113 million in just one drawing. It normally takes at least 9 consecutive drawings to raise the jackpot by that amount.
Yeah, it's an incredible jackpot, and it's been raised to $500 million jackpot for the Friday night's drawing.
Maybe I should check in with you before 3 o'clock, and we'll be up to $550, right?
I don't think so, but, you know, we don't know what the estimate is. If it does not get hit on Friday, we're not sure what the estimate is for the following Tuesdays at this point. We'll have to see how the sales go.
Well, Jerry, my memory was the whole point of getting all the states together and the collective buying power, for lack of a better word, was to come up with these mega jackpots. And so I assume the theory around some boardroom and the practice and the attention has come to fruition. Is that correct?
Exactly. You know, years ago, the small states came together when we started the Lotto America back in the 90s and then followed up with Powerball. And the demand just kept growing for larger jackpots. And I hear continuously people say, well, you should spread that money out and would rather have, you know, $500, $1 million winners. But that's nice to if it were true, but people are not playing at if they're just for the $1 million level. That when it gets to this level, creates a tremendous amount of excitement in offices and pools. And there's a lot of talk around the water cooler and just creates a lot of fun.
Up next, the president has a hot mic moment, and gas prices are continuing to skyrocket. We'll talk about that next year on The Countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Up to number five on the countdown, the president's comments to the Russian president. Here's host Jay Severin with former U.S. Ambassador John Bolton about what went on with the Russian president.
I think that we are all, by now, most of us who follow such things, familiar with the latest open mic episode in which President Obama said to the Russians, I'll have more flexibility on this after my reelection. I guess my first question, Mr. Ambassador, would be, define this.
Well, you know, he was speaking in the context of missile defense, but he said in the exchange with Russian President Medvedev that was overheard that it was a broader point he was making as well. So potentially on arms control agreements involving our nuclear capabilities, conventional forces in Europe, or a whole range of other contentious issues that we have between us and the Russians, Iran, North Korea, proliferation generally. I was exceedingly troubled by this exchange. To me, it was like a fire bell in the night about what a second Obama term is going to look like. Once he's, and not just on missile defense, not even just on national security, but on the whole range of things, once he never has to face the voters again, he has no inhibition except his own judgment. And we've seen in so many examples why that's nothing to be relied on. I'm just very worried about what this means.
Number four in the countdown, the rising cost of gasoline yet again. Host Tim Nestor and Joanne Paul talked to Greg Laskowski from GasBuddy.com about the reasons prices still keep going up.
Why are gas prices going so ballistic? Why is it? What's first of all the statewide average in the state of Michigan, and why is it so high?
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, Michigan's average at $4.08 a gallon. It's well above the national average at $3.89, and we've seen prices spike in the past week. They're up 10 cents a gallon, where the U.S. average was only up 4 cents a gallon. And part of that has to do with some refinery backups in Indiana, believe it or not. But the overriding theme here is that crude oil prices continue to remain elevated because of the unanswered question, which is what's going to happen in the Middle East? Are we going to see a war between Israel and Iran? And until we know the answer to that, I don't think we can really expect those prices to start coming down anytime soon.
It seems like there's almost a formula. You know that if you buy gas earlier in the week, it's cheaper, and then at the end of the week, it seems to get more expensive. But it seemed this week that we saw an incredible spike on Tuesday. Why was that?
I don't know why it spiked on Tuesday, but you are right in your observation. Generally speaking, when we don't have these aggressive, you know, price hikes going up literally all week long. Generally, the middle of the week is usually going to be a little bit better than, say, the end of the week, because prices tend to go up toward the weekend.
Where's the ceiling on all of this? Where are we? Are we headed towards $5 a gallon by May?
I don't think we're going to hit it. I think, you know, certainly some markets like Santa Barbara that's already halfway there, you know, some markets may approach $5. But overall, we don't believe that we're going to see that. We think prices will peak sometime in May. Detroit, for instance, we think we'll see a price range between $4.15 and $4.50 when the prices peak. Hopefully we will not get to $5. But, again, if there's a war in the Middle East, you know, all bets are off.
Rising gas prices, the fourth most talked about item of the week in the countdown. So let's recap from number 10 to where we are right now. Dick Cheney's heart transplant is 10. Pink slime, number 9. The JetBlue pilot, number 8. Afghanistan is 7. Lottery fever is 6. The situation with the president and the Russian president is number 5. Price of gasoline is number 4, so that leaves us with numbers 3, 2, and 1. And we get to them on the other side of the bottom of the hour here in the countdown.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
What appearance? Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So you're welcome back into our Talk Radio Review, our weekly overview of the top 10 in order, and we're actually up to number 3 in the countdown. The 2012 presidential race. Host John McConnell talked to political analyst Ron Fischow about a new poll showing that most Republicans want Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich to get out of the race.
Ron Paul, pretty much 60% saying stay out, 60-40 get out. Gingrich 60-40 get out. Santorum 60-40 stay in. Romney over 4-1, 77-21 stay in the race. Gingrich made a comment, I think, because I just scratched it down. I'm pretty sure it's attributed to Gingrich, that as long as they're all in the race, the president can't fix his sight on any one of them. Ergo, they should, is that just an argument for somebody to send him money so he can stay in the race till the convention? Or should they follow this polling and go, it's time for you to drop?
Well, everybody, when they run for office and run for president, they have a right to stay in the race as long as they want.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anybody questions their right to do that. But there's a time that comes in presidential primaries where candidates have to determine whether or not they have any resources in a support base to continue. Because mm-hmm. if they don't, it's foolish for them to mount up campaign debts and to keep a campaign staff from going to work for other candidates who might have a better chance to win, and to keep their supporters from helping candidates that might have a better chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things our polling is really showing now is that Mitt Romney has some very high negative ratings among all voters.
Yeah.
Even though he is the likely Republican nominee, the Republican Party, I think is going to have to make a decision, either individually or collectively in the next couple of weeks, whether or not they want him just to continue to lose blood, or they want to stop this process and begin to rehabilitate his image so he can be a strong challenger to mm-hmm. President Obama.
Where do they attribute the negatives to? Just because he was the governor and did Romney care, is the Mormon thing hitting him? What is spawning all these negative numbers?
Well, it's everything. First of all, Democrats generally aren't going to like Romney because he's, the likely Republican candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Half the Republicans aren't thrilled with Romney because they have either doubts about him or they have some other candidate they're supporting.
Mm-hmm.
Independents are hearing all the attacks on Romney coming from the Republicans, and so they're wondering, gosh, we wonder about this guy. So, but once the party would unite around one candidate, be it Romney or somebody else, some of these problems will begin to take care of themselves. So the question is, when does that unity happen?
Here's host Jim Villanucci talking about the reasons he thinks Ron Paul and Gingrich are staying in fact.
So there's four guys running for the Republican nomination. Ron Paul is has no chance, but he's staying in the race. He's trying to help his son. His son wants to run for president in 2016. That's no secret. Ron Paul's trying to get his son on the ticket with Romney. If not that, get him on the short list. If not that, get him a speaking role. Ron Paul is trying to suck up to Romney and help his son. And Ron Paul staying in the race isn't really hurting anybody. I think it might be helping Romney a little bit. Newt Gingrich has no chance. But he's staying in because he can't stop. It's his last campaign. He likes the attention. He's trying to hurt Romney. Newt hates Romney. Is there anybody that disagrees with that? I mean, just hates him. Doesn't dislike him. Just hates his stinking guts. So Newt thinks by staying in, he can hurt Romney. I think if Newt really wanted to screw Romney, he would drop out immediately. Because if he did that, Santorum has a chance. Santorum's the only guy that still has a chance.
Yeah.
Which is hard to believe. But he does. Santorum, you know, he's got to draw an inside straight here, but he needs runner clubs on the Turnin' River. But he still has a chance. And it's getting more likely that we go to the convention. Now, they're saying if we go to the convention, Romney still might be able to lock it up on the first or second ballot. But there's no guarantee of that. So, well, it's interesting. I mean, we basically got a two-man race with the third guy trying to screw the front runner by staying in when maybe he should be getting out, and the fourth guy trying to stay in to help his kid 4 years from now.
All right, let's get to number two, the Trayvon Martin case. That'll be up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Do you have widespread unexplained pain? Have you talked with your doctor about fibromyalgia? Fibromyalgia affects up to 12 million Americans, and symptoms include chronic widespread pain, tenderness, fatigue, and difficulty sleeping. According to a new national survey, fibromyalgia symptoms can impact many aspects of a person's daily routine. Yet many people who experience symptoms delay seeking help for 1 to 3 years. Dr. Beth Hodges, a fibromyalgia expert, has more.
70% of fibromyalgia patients are undiagnosed. People who think they may have fibromyalgia should describe their symptoms to their healthcare provider who can help make an accurate diagnosis. An early diagnosis is key to begin to manage fibromyalgia. The sooner people are diagnosed, the sooner they can begin an effective management plan. People with fibromyalgia should talk to their doctor and find out if an FDA-approved medication or certain lifestyle changes might be appropriate for managing their condition.
For more information, visit www.fibrotogether.com. This report is brought to you by Forest Laboratories, Inc.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
How would you like to save $1,000 on groceries at your local supermarket? Great news. Now you can. As part of a national grocery stimulus program, we are currently conducting a special consumer spending survey in your local area. We're providing $1,000 in grocery savings to participants so we can study their buying patterns at local grocery stores. You can buy anything you want at your grocery store with your $1,000 in savings. Our certificates track what you buy and the research is complete. It's that easy. Participation is complete.
completely confidential, and there are no restrictions on what groceries you can buy at your local supermarket. So call now to receive your $1,000 in grocery savings. Call now to participate in the National Stimulus Program Grocery Survey. Call now, 800-294-4119 for your $1,000 in grocery certificates. Call 800-294-4119. That's 800-294-4119. Limit one per household. Call 800-294-4119.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Doug Steffen here as we continue to move up to the top of the list. Number two this week is the Trayvon Martin, Florida case. From MSNBC, Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough talk about the arrest video of George Zimmerman, which doesn't show any signs that he suffered the assault that he claims happened to him.
A new video obtained by ABC News shows the gunman, George Zimmerman, arriving at the Sanford, Florida Police Department seemingly without any obvious bruises, cuts, or blood on his face. In the one-minute security video, Zimmerman is removed from the police cruiser and escorted into the station. Although the footage is recorded from overhead, so it's a bit hard to see, there are no apparent signs that Zimmerman had a broken nose, as suggested by his attorney. Police say they did not arrest Zimmerman that night because he appeared wet and covered in grass, bleeding from wounds to his head.
We don't see any wounds there. You know, I understand why attorneys do what attorneys do, defense attorneys in criminal cases. It has been, I believe, very regrettable, shameful in some cases, for some who have decided they're going to step out and try to blame this tragedy on a young African-American man who weighed 100 pounds less, weighing 100 pounds less than the man who was chasing him through the streets with a 9mm gun, while Trayvon Martin was carrying iced tea and Skittles. I would just suggest to those who continue to adopt this twisted line for whatever reason, you will look foolish in the end. Or worse.
All right.
Do not defend. You defend who you want to defend, but if you're attacking a young man who is minding his own business, carrying Skittles and iced tea through a neighborhood, trying to get home, and yet he was chased through a neighborhood when the authorities were telling Zimmerman to get out of the way with a man with a 9mm gun. Your defense of the guy with a 9mm gun and your attempts to try to turn the victim in this case, the clear victim in this case, into the aggressor is nothing
Zimmerman
short of shameful.
Claims,
you look stupid or worse.
Zimmerman claims he shot the 17-year-old in self-defense after Trayvon Martin punched him and repeatedly slammed his head into the sidewalk. I didn't see anything on that video.
Let me ask you a question. A Florida native, what does this do to the Florida tourist industry? If a tourist can go down there and figure any guy can pull out a gun and not go to jail because you've got this unbelievable law down there, which
well,
the whack jobs in the legislature.
Actually, the law does not apply in this case. And I think it's important to note that from the very beginning, National Review, I think, has been out front being very commendable, saying, do not try to defend this crackpot that called the police 50 times, chasing people through neighborhoods with 9mm guns. Even Darrell Peden, who drafted the law, said from the beginning, this law does not apply to this case.
Talk host Bob Durgin with criminal defense attorney Carl Rominger. about the new Black Panther Party putting in $1 million bounty on George Zimmerman.
Now, you've been following this Trevorton Martin George Zimmerman story, right?
Yeah, I told someone the other day, you can pry my hoodie from my cold, dead hand.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've been following it.
Okay, I have a question. The new Panther, what's it called? The new Panther Party? Is that what they're called?
I don't know. They're
the new Black
moniker.
The new, all right, they're the new Black Panther group. They have put up a reward of $1 million for the capture, in their words, for the capture of George Zimmerman, who is in hiding right now. He's not been arrested. He's in hiding because he's in fear for his life because he's receiving death threats, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I want to know, is that illegal, what the Black Panther Party is doing?
Well, is there a thing for the capture, or does it say for the arrest of? And I think they've couched it in terms for only, that the award's only available for lawful action.
Well, okay, but even if they say they put up $1 million for the arrest of that guy, I mean, that's up to the cops. The cops have decided, at least at this point in time, not to arrest him. So that decision has already been made. So now we have a bunch of the Black Panther vigilantes, that's what I call them now, deciding to step outside the law and convince people that, well, we'll give you $1 million if you capture him. And I don't know what they're supposed to do with him when they capture him or when they arrest him and make a citizen's arrest or whatever. But what they're doing is they're offering $1 million, hoping that people will try to track this guy down and take him into custody somehow. Now, that's vigilanteism. I mean, why isn't that illegal?
But what
that
is
sounds
illegal,
like a lynch mob.
If they incite somebody to illegal activity, I guess theoretically they could be vulnerable.
Well, but offering $1 million is the incitement.
But it isn't $1 million to kill the guy. It's $1 million to...
So what? I mean, so what? Look at the case. I mean, there's the majority of Americans think he at least should be arrested. A lot of people would like to see him probably killed. Or put in jail for the rest of his natural life or whatever, because they've already decided without having all the information that he's guilty. And so they're going to be, with vengeance in their heart and with dollar signs in their eyes, they're going to be trying to track this guy down and right. Take him into custody any way they can, which would involve probable violence. Now, why isn't that illegal?
Listen, it's free speech. And
I am tired of hearing that.
Well, wait a minute. Now I'm gonna call you to the mattress on this. I recall somebody making a reference to the New York Times one time on the air that was rhetorical.
It was me.
Yeah, but some people might take it as a call to action. Doesn't make you responsible because some crazy person takes it as a call to action. And I understand that. We can all argue that the Black Panthers may have a certain desire, but they haven't said that. They've said for the arrest of, you know, for the bringing of justice. And all the time people put out rewards and say, you know, you bring this guy to justice, you know, you can get a reward. But it's not wanted dead or alive. I mean, that would be different if they said, you know, bring us his head on a stick and we'll give you $1 million. That would be very different than saying we've got $1 million reward for, quote, his arrest. That's the problem, but on the other hand, this guy
is in hiding because he's in fear for his life because of the death threats that he's already received. And now that reward, that $1 million reward, only exacerbates this thing to the nth degree. And that's legal to do?
And I'm sure because they're doing great. I mean, what if I said, you know, I'll give a $100,000 reward for anybody who can, you know, bring truth and justice to the situation? What does that mean? Truth and justice. I thought that's the American way.
Well, now, but that's not you're not singling out a person.
We're talking about
a human being here.
Well, okay, how about $100,000 for the guy who, you know, robbed the mini mart in Carlisle last week? You know, bring him to justice. I mean, it's technically legal.
Okay, number one, the discussion before the Supreme Court of Obamacare. Next up here.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number one on the countdown, the Supreme Court arguments about the health care in our country. Host Joan Hamburg talked to NBC's Pete Williams about the Affordable Care Act. And after what some of the justices have had to say, looks like the law will be gonzo.
What's going on and what do you think, Pete? Is it going to be struck down?
You know, that's a very difficult question, and I certainly couldn't guess. But I think that it's more likely at this point to say that it's going to have a tough time, that it's indefinitely in trouble. And here's why I say that. There are certainly four votes out of the nine justices to support the law, the four more liberal justices. But there are also four more conservative justices who seem to oppose it. And that really leaves it, as so oftentimes happens here, in the hands of the ninth justice, who in this case is Anthony Kennedy. Now, he was quite pessimistic about the constitutionality of the law. He asked the government lawyer a lot of questions about whether Congress has ever done anything like this before, requiring all Americans to buy something, and he seemed to think that the government had an especially heavy burden to show how that was constitutional, and he, in his words, to change the relationship between the individual and the federal government. And he didn't give many signs that he was persuaded that the government had met that burden. On the other hand, he did give a little glimmer of hope to the Obama administration, because the government is arguing here that the health care system is unlike any other, because unlike buying broccoli or a car or a cell phone, if you can't afford health care and you don't have insurance and you show up at the emergency room, you get treated anyway, and the cost of your treatment is passed along to people who do have insurance. Now, that's not true in any other kind of system where the cost is passed along to other consumers, and they will cover you even if you can't afford it. And so what he said is, well, maybe health care is different. So that's a glimmer of hope for the administration that maybe Justice Kennedy could think of a way to support this and say, you know, just for this one only, maybe this is constitutional. We're a long way from knowing what the answer is.
Here's radio host Jeff Dunn with constitutional law expert Michael Dorf about where he thinks the law stands after the hearings before the Supreme Court this week.
What is your take on where the case stands after the first after these 3 days of hearings here?
Well, free of, there were
3 days of hearings. Only the middle day raised the crucial question, which is the constitutionality of the so-called individual mandate. The other 2 days raised more technical issues. So let me go right to Tuesday's argument, which focused on that core question. And there, it looked like seven of the justices had made up their minds, pretty much. Four were going to uphold it, three are going to strike it down. And the two who seemed to be on the fence were Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Anthony Kennedy. Both of them asked tough questions for both sides. That's not always a clear signal of how a justice is going to vote. Sometimes a justice has made up his or her mind, but wants to ask tough questions of both sides just to get a sense of how to write the opinion. But from what we could tell, it looks like they're potentially in play. The other seven look like they're not. And so it'll come down to what persuades them. Let me say what the issue seemed to be for both Justice Kennedy and Chief Justice Roberts. They both were struggling to find a limiting principle. That is to say, they were worried that if the Congress can make a person buy health insurance, it can make you buy anything. And they thought that would be an unlimited reading of the Commerce Clause. The Solicitor General, Mr. Verrilli, offered a number of possible limiting principles, and there were also some hard, slippery slope questions for the other side. But it's not clear yet whether the justices were persuaded by one or the other.
Right, and is, you know, in your take, you being a constitutional law expert, is the individual mandate to purchase health insurance or pay a penalty, is it constitutional, unconstitutional, as many on the right have suggested, and is it could it be repealed if just one aspect is deemed unconstitutional? I mean, will the whole Health Care Act be repealed?
So let's begin with the first question. I think everybody acknowledges that Congress could have done this through the taxing power.
Right.
They could have said that everybody's got to pay more in their income tax, but you get a credit against your income tax if you have your own health insurance. And that would have been economically equivalent to what Congress did here. So one question for me, I think, and for some of the justices, this was raised by Justice Sotomayor during the oral argument, is whether it matters that Congress didn't label it that. In some sense, you might say that if this law is unconstitutional, it's because Congress sort of messed up in what they called things. So I think that there's agreement across the board that the law would be constitutional if they did it properly through the taxing power, and there's a question of whether they did that.
Obamacare, most talked about item this week on talk radio, issue-oriented talk radio. So let's start at number 10 and go all the way. The heart transplant Dick Cheney received is 10. Pink slime, number 9. JetBlue pilot, number 8. Number 7 is Afghanistan. Lottery fever is number 6. The situation with the president and the Russian president, number 5. Price of gas, number 4. The GOP primaries, number 3. Trayvon Martin case, number 2. And the Supreme Court hearing the arguments on health care. That's number 1 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I've seen